the beauty of being a guy who doesn't give a shit is I can just tell like it is. I can fucking protect anybody, any bullshit. Fucking cheerleader for nobody. This thing's going down the fucking tubes. Tell it like it is or get the fuck out. That's my philosophy. Plain and simple. Most of the people you hear from are completely full of shit. Keep that in mind. And if you have questions, just get on the internet. Poke around a little bit. Doesn't take a genius to figure these things out. It really doesn't. This is all mostly open source intelligence, except for the quotes and stuff from Justice Department and FBI. But the whole Babe in the Woods thing, I'm a victim, an unannounced Warren. Come on. Give me a fucking break. What are you, 3 years old? You expect people to believe that? I bet a number of people will. You might have just backed into another run for the presidency on the sympathy card and then tank it. And whoever they run, whether it's Biden or Kamala or Michelle Obama, whoever they come up with, coast in for another victory. Remember what I said about Trojan horses and stuff. You know what? You might not get it. Stick around. It takes a while. It's an interesting theory, I would say. Of course, the more you look at the proof, it's not such a theory. It's disturbing, is what it is. But nonetheless, it's something we have to stomach. Speaking of disturbing, let's go to Biden. I don't even know what this idiot's doing. So that summarizes what I said just a day ago. And now we'll go into the new content of Maria and I. And as things unfold, I think you'll find them more than interesting because we certainly did. Again, thanks, folks, and for keeping it here. And spread the word if you can. Take care of yourself, and God bless you.
Man. Hello.
You ready to rock and roll?
I am.
You are?
I am. I'm good.
Do you ever have one of those days you can't just get a song out of your head?
Baby Shark.
Oh, no. Don't start. Don't start. Don't. Mine. I set myself up pretty good on that one, huh?
You did.
What's that Eagle song? What kind of love have you got? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
A terrible representation. But
yeah, very.
You have to do better. Says, tell me a secret. I'll tell you mine. I got to look it up now. Can't right. start.
I was just going to say that. Look that up. That's how I find those things. Like when you play music and I don't know who it is, that's what I do. Like that Warren Hayes band. That was really good. I never heard them.
Yeah, Warren Hayes is the man, right?
I appreciate you playing that. I found something new to listen to.
Who the hell's Warren Hayes?
I'm typing. I don't know.
I pull that stuff up. Yeah, my wife says, yeah. She says something to me, yeah, that sounds good. Talk about a government mule? Yeah. Okay. I understand now. We might even cut this out of the show. I don't even know if this is entertaining, but it's Victim of Love is what it is by the Eagles.
There, see that? You found it.
Victim of Love. What's going on? How you doing over there?
Crazy busy.
Yeah?
It's been a week. It's been a week. And it's not over. No. It's been crazy. School started yesterday.
Oh, really? Already?
Yeah. We started already. So we're back in the swing of things and getting the routine and the hour line, car line. And yeah, fun times. And I spent the week helping out our friend. Get to doctors, deal with the doctors, set up therapy. I will reinforce, I despise the medical community. It's sad.
Well, there's plenty of victims of love of people who did trust the medical community. I feel bad for them. You know what I mean?
I'll tell you, if you do not have someone with you that thinks outside the box or somebody to advocate, you're in trouble because these doctors, they are not pressing with their questions, or they're asking a stroke victim questions that they have no idea if those questions are right or wrong. And if the patient answers wrong, they don't drill down. You know, I can't remember if I said last week that I had gotten my hands on the discharge papers from the hospital and was stunned that it was just like released to home care. That's it. Knowing that he lived alone.
Yeah.
So everybody, you know, a few of us have been pitching in. And so I did go with him to the doctor. I went with him to the neurologist. And oh, Mike, I swear to God, when you do not speak proper English and wear a mask with a stroke victim who is now, it's very clear, we have an eye issue and we have a hearing issue. And so that was just a hot mess. So
the old Mike would have said, what?
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're not shocked by this.
No,
I mean,
you say we have an eye issue. Say it again.
Ear issue and hearing issue. Issue. Shut up.
Just keep doing it over and over and over.
What do you mean the old Mike? You mean the same Mike. You just keep doing it over and over.
I can't get over how nice of a person you are to help somebody like that. I mean, you know, people contact me for help all the time. I try to help as much as I can, but the touchy-feely
You're helpful. You would go with a friend, and you know it.
I don't know about that. Tuning somebody up at that doctor's office or be like, you know what? You're killing a lot of people. You used to get them out of here. Security.
But who was bundling up supplements last year and handing them out to people that you thought needed them?
I was.
You were. That's right.
One cat lost 250 pounds.
Wow. You must be his new hero.
Yeah. I haven't seen him. I got to check in on him. He's a big brother, you know. He's an ex-Marine, and he blew up a little bit, hardworking mm-hmm. guy. And I said, you got to check this out, man. And he's like, what do you want, man? What's up?
My kids go
with me, you know, and they're like, Dad, you're not black. So I don't know what it comes. I said, you know, I go right into the old neighborhood, though. You know, I know the handshakes and hanging out and talking, and they're like, I don't get it. You're like, you can talk to anybody, but then you become. I said, this is government training, man. I'm like a chameleon. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I go down south. I got a little twang going. Go here, go there. But, I think he lost like 220 pounds. The guy is.
Oh, my God. You better check on him, make sure he didn't disappear.
He's not going to disappear. But the good news for him is that his knees, it's like a different world because he's not carrying around so much weight. Because he was going to need he's had one knee replacement. I think he was going to need another one, and he had something mm-hmm. going on with his hip. And I mm-hmm. think that, you know, since he's not carrying as much weight, I don't think that's a problem anymore. So, I mean, this stuff works out, you know. But you're going to the, you know, to the well with this guy, going to appointments
and stuff. Yeah, because it's not going to get taken care of. You're dumping it literally in the patient's hands, expecting them to make their own appointments. He's messed up his phone a million times already. He's deleted people. He's deleted text messages. He cannot be the point of contact. Now, physically, he's okay. He passed all his physical.
This is like the underbelly of the jabs. You know, you got Fauci laughing mm-hmm. about creating COVID in his kitchen and laughing it up, and these dopes in the audience with their masks on. And it's like these people are living not even quiet lives of desperation.
Right.
Just and disastrous lives of desperation. Their lives have been turned upside down.
This man's blood work, heart tests, everything that he had tested is completely fine. His blood pressure, his cholesterol. I mean, anything that you would think would have caused this.
We don't know the problem is. It's a mystery.
It is a mystery. And it's going to get better. You're going to really love this one.
Well, before we dive into it, a couple items. First of all, I have to get this out of my head. So. And it's licensed, so we'll just let it play.
Oh, nice.
We'll just let it play in the background if you don't mind. Can you hear that?
I can.
I'm not going to sneak in Cuban music. It's not a trick.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Maybe if we recorded on Saturday night and I had a drink, that would be better. Yeah, I would enjoy that on a Saturday night around 8 o'clock.
Yeah. Why not?
With a cocktail, why not?
Yeah, a little Moscow Mule or something like that.
Yeah.
Throw that in there.
Something. Anything.
What's that drink? Mojito?
Mojitos
are good. You know.
Yes. I agree. Yes, Saturday. We could do this again on Saturday night.
You don't want to go out drinking with my wife, though. Was she...
Oh, why? Is she fun?
She goes to the bar and she'll say to the bartender waitress, "What kind of mixed drinks do you have? I don't really."
There's about a thousand
of those mixed drinks. Yeah. I just shake my head and say, it's going to be a long night. Now, she only has one or two because if I get plastered, she has to drive.
Right. Exactly.
And she wants, or bail me out, one or the other. It's a thin line.
She's always the DD, right?
Yep. U.S. Marshals. Your wife is down. It's okay. You're getting out of here now. Your wife's here. Thank God. I want another meal in this hellhole.
God, I was going to say, why is she fun? Because I do nothing but laugh.
She's fun to go out with, but she has like this 30,000-foot view of me getting locked up again. So she she goes into her maternal instinct, so to speak.
That's funny. Oh my gosh, radar is always on when you're around.
Solid person. You know, just always, and it's been like that since we met. I mean, I've been getting locked up and jammed up and in trouble since I was 19. God. Well, we met when I was 19.
She must love the excitement.
We were just talking about that. I think maybe it's time to settle down a little bit.
Well, it's been crazy since
I was a kid. It's just been one thing after another. You know, just turbulence and chaos and noise and trying to kick ass and scratch out a living and I don't know, man. Maybe I'm changing or something. I told her I think I still got 5 good fucking years left in me, and then
five more juvenile years left.
5 more years before I figure out that I'm not 18 anymore, and then maybe I could slow down. But it's almost at that point where you start thinking about maybe I should slow down a little bit. But then, you know, today's events and what's going on today, it's like, that's probably a luxury. I might not get a chance. I feel like
that's true.
We have to leave like a better world behind for our folks, man.
Yeah.
Our kids and grandkids and all this stuff. I might not get a rest.
That's true. You know, that's why I do like when people come to town, and it makes me push myself to go out and have fun. Because, you know, where you live, you take it for granted. You're like, oh, yeah, we could do that another week. We could do that another week. But when you're forced to do things, go out, meet people for dinner, or go eat by the water and listen to music and have a few drinks. A lot of times I don't want to go. You know, as the day is going on, I'm like, oh God, I don't want to go anywhere tonight. But once I get there, then I'm like, okay, I'm glad I came. Then I had a good time. So you got to push yourself. You got to push yourself to live, you know, and that's the problem. We just get so busy doing other things. We put a lot of things off, and you have to take time to have fun. I had a discussion with someone today who was very pro-vax and overly vaxxed, and herself, the children, and that didn't go quite so well. But, you know, I said, I've been living since March of 2020. I never stopped. You know, I didn't let anything stop me. You know, we were, if you remember, as soon as we opened up, we met couples, went out to dinner. You know, it wasn't 100% opened up, but when we had the opportunity, we went.
I want to know where this was when I needed it. I could have used this back in the day. And Revy, R-E-V-V-I, power up your credit with Revy. That's R-E-V-V-I. Revy is the perfect card for the not-so-perfect credit. Revy is a genuine Visa credit card with rewards that is accepted by merchants across the USA and online. Revi Card, that's R-E-V-V-I. Revi reports to all three major credit bureaus. Build your credit score with one-time payments and keeping your balance below the credit limit. Pay your bill, view transactions, and check available credit in our new mobile app. Revi, that's R-E-V-V-I again. Credit, rewards, purchase power. It all comes with the Revi Card. Perfect credit, not required. Visit discover.revi.com to see how the Revi Card can benefit you. Discover.revi. There's two V's in that. R-E-V-V-I.com. Discover.revi.com for our quick and easy application process. Discover.revi.com. That's discover.revi.com. See terms and conditions for details and check out discover.revi.com. I could have used that back in the day. We could all use a good hand up, etc. And of course, it's tough to buy stuff if you don't have a credit card sometimes, renting a car, etc. So these things come in more than handy. It's a new sponsor, and we're happy to be offering it to you folks. A Revi Card. I don't know where the hell we were in Florida. We came down when I met you.
You were like in Bradenton or Sarasota.
We were in Bradenton, and we got takeout one night. We went to this place. Like, we looked it up. It was on the water, and I got takeout, and we went there. This place was jamming, man. It was like a scene out of Casablanca. I'm like, what is going on here? There's, like, cars coming and going. The place was slammed. I'm like, you know, this guy from Pennsylvania who's been locked up for months, and you come down there, and it's, like, wild.
Well, what about, you know, the restaurant where we ate with the band?
Oh, that was, that was fantastic, yeah.
It was like a speakeasy.
I was like, what's going on? I was like, these people, there's not a mask in the place. I'm going to go hide under the mattress.
Yeah.
It's two different worlds, two different dimensions, you know, coming from Pennsylvania and the Northeast and going down there. It's like, oh, all these guys, you know, by Fauci standards and even Trump standards at the time, everybody should be dead in the morning.
Right.
Nobody died. It's like, we know it's just such a massive scheme, but the fact that they're going to press it again is really unbelievable to me.
Right. And then today, did you see that the CDC has relaxed their guidelines?
For what? Being assholes?
Anyway. No, the new guidance from the CDC is, those exposed to the virus are no longer required to quarantine. Unvaccinated people.
What virus are we talking about? I can't keep up with the viruses. There's monkeypox. There's Fauci pox.
Exactly. Exactly.
What are they even? Who listens to these people anyhow?
Imagine me having this conversation with this person, and every time they said, COVID, I said flu.
Yeah. You send somebody over the edge.
I would not let them get away with it. Every time they mentioned testing, I said fake.
I get these things from VM. He's like, God damn it. He sends me like these clips, you know, like let me see. I'll pull it up. It's something like world expert says this leaked out of a lab. And he's like, this isn't even a fucking virus. It's bullshit. The whole thing's bullshit.
I know.
And I'm like, VM is just pumped up, man.
Yes. Yeah, so I said to this person, I said, well, how come up until March? No, I'm sorry. In January, I don't know what the March numbers were, but the numbers I had pulled at that time, the cutoff was the end of January. So October to January, we had 13 million flu cases. So I said, what happened to the flu in March 2020? Guess what the answer was?
What?
Well, everybody stayed home.
Yeah, okay. But the flu usually doesn't stay home. It usually travels. Right. You know?
So that was that.
Did you hear what else the CDC said today?
What?
Officially released some Cuban music. It was an underground press release. And
I'm going to send you a singing telegram with Baby Shark.
We have to have some fun. Ah, fuck it. We have to have some fun. It's been a wild week with Trump and everything. And and all sleet stacks.
We'll get to that.
Coming, the Walking Dead influencers coming back to life. Oh my God, these people are just pathetic.
Oh, they're full of oxygen. I do nothing but laugh. They all have the same.
Well, they're full of shit.
Yeah, they're raising money, and they're keeping everybody focused and entertained, and you know it's all.
I wouldn't say everybody. We have a lot of smart people listening, and that's
I'm not
fantastic.
Talking about our people. Yeah, I'm not talking about our people. Right. I'm talking about everybody else that's not our people. It's everyone else that, as soon as somebody drops a line or says something or a clip, and again, you're saying things that people want to hear.
Well, that's the whole game.
That people
whole game. Comfortable in their own skin, even if they're lying to themselves, make money at it. They keep coming. It's like a drug, you know, to listen to people lie to you. Some people love to be lied to. It's like a fucking drug. It's really.
Right. And they talk about the same old, and, you know, they've made here, you know, everybody really does need to study mimetic warfare because these people have been made into heroes using that. You know, the little clips and everybody's a superhero and it's a comic strip and it's a little movie and, you know, we're putting Trump's head on this one. And I mean, it's
what happened
it's
to Trump is a travesty.
Man, that was really good this week. I enjoyed that. I enjoyed your education on Meese. That was very good.
Come on. I mean, Meese is like,
and your
criminal.
Impersonation of Levin has really gotten pretty good.
Well, that comes from following him. We've been following him. I mean, literally following him. Yeah. I was outside his house today and you know, we're really trying to get a feel for the.
Yeah. Now he's unbelievable. They're all unbelievable. And they're all unbelievable. Because you know very well that nobody is talking or has talked about the things it could be. See, I'm having fun this week.
I talked about it.
I know you did. And I so appreciate that.
Yeah.
Because now this leaves an opportunity because we're stuck here with speculation. Now, did you happen to catch Garland today?
No, I had reached my asshole threshold by about noon, so I missed
it.
It wasn't dinner, right?
Yeah, it wasn't very long. Basically, he was clearing up that he, because there was rumor out there that he didn't know about this, so he cleared that up.
Oh,
and he
okay.
said that he did.
The attorney general didn't know. Okay.
Oh, that who were buying
who spread that,
that
shit? That's some grade A bullshit.
Whoever they spread it.
Yeah.
So what else happened? Okay. So then he called, to unseal the warrant. Now I think Trump has to
I know.
But Trump has till Monday, I think, if he wants to block it. Now that
why doesn't he just release the warrant? He has a copy of the warrant. Believe me, I've served.
I asked that.
With feds when they serve search warrants. I've been here when I was served a search warrant. My wife and I, and the kids were and served up a couple guns in our faces too. But anyway, gang, it's a family show. But yeah, he got a copy of the search warrant. So I was laughing, and I think it was yesterday's show. They all kind of blend together.
Right.
Of course, you wouldn't release it if you don't like what it says, and you wouldn't release it if you want to raise money. And
well, keeping this going is raising a lot of money.
A lot of money.
It's making people very angry. And when we talk about firing up the base, yes, it's firing up the base from their couch.
Well, I don't know about that. I really don't know. I don't know what base is left.
No, whatever. Yeah, you're right. Whatever is out there.
Right.
You know, so when the influencers start talking about civil war and all, you know, I laugh as much as you laugh about that. So anyway, they're just going to remain outraged. But what they've done is they've left it open to speculation. Okay.
That's what you do, though. So, that's how conspiracy theories start. That's how misinformation spreads. And then they come down on you if you're so-called in the media or whatever, and you pitch some theories, and that's not proven. And the fact checkers come. So they leave it open for misinterpretation. And and misinformation, malinformation, and that's how they hammer you. So it's like dancing on a razor blade, as far as I'm concerned. For us, you know, you have to be careful. So,
well, no more. I'm not being careful tonight. That's for sure, because I've waited too long for this. This is my speculation moment. Okay.
Well.
So, whether you keep it,
I just have to know.
Whether you keep it or cut it, I don't know.
Why would I cut it? I don't cut anything.
I'm just saying. I don't know.
I'm not hanging out with Hunter Biden. We're not cutting anything.
Well, no. Let's talk about it.
Well, before we start, I had something to say. I thought it was rather prophetic, and it had nothing to do with music. But don't forget to remind me to talk about. I just discovered the depth of miseducation of America. There was this guy, Robert Mars, and he had quite a career during the American Revolution, including hiring Thomas Paine to help unite the colonies. But basically, he used the power of economic freedom to win the war, while the slave power barked at his heels and the British Empire banged on the door. The book I'm talking about proves that America wasn't founded on slavery, but on economic freedom. The New York Times might not like that, but this book, Robert Morris, Inside the Revolution, has over 2,000 endnotes to prove it. Now we can learn how Mars championed free markets in the face of shortages. When hyperinflation hit, Mars supported a silver-based currency. He ran an international spy network, and he smuggled tea and weapons. He set the course of America's foreign relations in a way that lasted 70 years. He ran the Continental Navy, and he had an interest in 250 privateer vessels. And he didn't just take his winnings home. One year, he personally put up more for the war than all the states combined. He coordinated the French fleet and Washington's arrival at Yorktown. He got rid of religious test laws and signed all three founding documents. Later, he lost his fortune with bad real estate investments. When his political opposites, the slave power, won the election of 1800, they focused on their futures, not his past successes. Instead, if they mentioned him at all, they cast him as a bankrupt. Read all about this and more in Robert Morris, Inside the Revolution. It's available online, your favorite online bookstores. Also, for listeners of the Thomas Paine podcast, you can go to paine.tv/Morris directly for a link for the book. That's paine.tv/Morris, M-O-R-R-I-S. The Iranian plot to kill Trump administration officials.
Did I
spell it out? Yes. I spelled it fucking out. Like,
yes, you did.
A month plus ago. And then a guy was indicted yesterday. What was he indicted?
No, for? In April. You laid it out in April when he got arrested.
I don't know. I can't keep track of this stuff. Like,
okay.
Was April. I mean, that's how crazy it is. I have no idea.
No.
Yeah, it was
April.
They
were pinched in April.
The two fake Secret Service guys who were really, yes. I think, working for,
Iran.
Iran. There's no doubt about
that's
it
right.
in my book.
No, yes, exactly. But what's funny is the story I'm going to remind you to talk about, that investigation ended in April as well. So that's pretty funny. April
well,
is
these
a
things line
funny
up.
Month. Don't they, though?
I said that they were going to try to kill, that there was a plot to kill Trump and Bolton and Pompeo. For Soleimani, and I heard it from people. You are out on a limb. I said, no, I'm not. I'm not out on a limb. I understand how these things play. I just do. I just understand the fucking angles. And we have good people too. And just the information you dug up, the information we dug up here. You don't have. I try to tell this to people now. Shut up. You don't have to be Junior G-Man. You know, these guys, when we went working for these guys, I was like, these guys are fucking clueless, the FBI. I'm like, they're dopes. I thought these guys were like studs. My whole life I was taught.
Sure, sure.
That's one of the reasons I went to work for them right after. I said, I'm working for the FBI. This is... And then we're like looking around like, this is it? This is their A-team? Where's the varsity? There is no varsity.
There is no varsity.
There's no varsity. It's stunning.
Yeah,
and,
no,
you know, it's wild.
Yeah, you were up front, you know, you saw it live.
So we'll talk about that later, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, 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 no. What I'm saying is when I'm following these things, knowing things that we have known for a long time but really can't talk about because basically if it's hard to talk about without being attacked from all sides, right?
Well, but there's a number of different lunatics that could be implicated that can make life very miserable for
that's
you.
Right.
And it's like, what's the point, right? Just wait. Well, I'll just wait for you to get indicted.
Well, here we go. So now that it's open to speculation, I'm going to speculate out loud instead of behind the scenes, right? So when you're serving a warrant and the influencers want you to believe it's about the documents he took, and that's what it's about. And then you have another group that want us to think that it's about the J6, investigation, and that there's documents and everything that's going to implicate him on J6. So they're the two main things out there that is speculation, because of course nobody knows for sure at this point. But then when I see that it was counterintelligence and export control, and Matthew Olson,
right,
signed is one of the signers of the warrant. Now,
and
this is
and
a
where do
bit
they
different.
Focus? Where do they focus? They don't fuck around with J6, and they don't fuck around with
the
other
stuff. Oh, no.
Where
no,
are they focused
no.
at?
This is criminal statutes relating to espionage.
Well, yeah, but specifically
and
where
atomic energy. Mm-hmm.
Middle East.
There's a lot. Middle East, exactly.
Right. Just exactly what we said a couple days ago.